Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. I'm your host, Ed Peterson. Today's date, ladies and gentlemen, is January 16, 2015, as we are already rocking and rolling for this month, this year, for the new year 2015. We're just looking at some great opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, in which we are helping and teaching and training small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to build and grow their network in the area where they do business. And we have a great special guest on our show today, Dr. Calvin Williams, out of North Las Vegas, Nevada, the author of the book, Loving God While Living with Lupus. She's going to share with us some great things that she's been doing in her journey in reference to lupus and her nonprofit organization that she has, Lupus of Nevada. And guys, we're looking to promote and help assist all nonprofit organizations across the country in our communities, no matter what the causes are. The small nonprofit organizations, ladies and gentlemen, is what I'm targeting to assist right now to get funding. You can go to her website at www.lupusofnevada.org, donate to help assist on women and as well as men who are suffering from lupus, and also to help in the communities as a whole. It's better for all of us to start participating in our organizations that's really out there in the front line, building and helping and assisting all of us as causes are concerned. No matter what type of cause that is, we want to basically help all of them to get funding to assist them on continuing their great work that they put together, and also their passion for helping others as well as helping themselves. Guys, this is a great opportunity for all of us to really participate in something great and big as we start the new year off. What is your goal for 2015? What is your outlook that you're looking to have done and completed this year? We want to make sure that we have all of the information that we give you guys here on GTE Professional Network Radio to assist you on your journey as we are all growing and connecting together. That's my vision for this year, 2015, to assist and help as many people as we can. And I'm really excited in reference to Rebecca M. Shepherd, the author of the book, Joy Comes in the Morning, A Mother-Daughter's Cancer Journey, in reference to assisting women in breast cancer awareness to get early detection, as well as to assist them on understanding how to start getting themselves their checkups, their routine, regular checkups. We have to consistently, guys, in order to battle this, we have to really participate. And luckily, thank God for the doctors that's being on board with this as well to really help and assist in educating them as well in reference to this disease. So what we want to do today and what we're doing on this show today is just really talking about how we can assist nonprofit organizations, small businesses to get funding. GTE Professional Network Radio, we're co-opted with SCS Films. Mr. Cedric Stokes, who is basically the creator of SCS Films, and he's putting the movie together for Rebecca M. Shepherd, for the author of the book, Joy Comes in the Morning. That movie is set to come out here in Houston, Texas, in October 2015. So we have the casting call that we're going to be doing on January 31st, 2015, here in Houston, Texas. So guys, if you really want to know more about that, you can always go to the website at www.scsfilms.com. Mr. Frederick Stokes will definitely be the man who is basically putting all this together. You can also help support the film of this particular project that we're working on together as we're doing the marketing campaigns for, in reference to donating $1 to help the cause, and parts of the proceeds will go to the American Cancer Society. So we're looking at all of these opportunities, ladies and gentlemen, where we can all pitch in and participate, as well as you can go to purchase the book that I'm talking about for Rebecca M. Shepherd, Joy Comes in the Morning, on her website at www.rebeccamshepherd.com. And we're going to be talking about, as far as business is concerned, ladies and gentlemen, I just want to give you guys some real good tips and tools that's really going to assist you in reference to marketing today and what's important today and how we get the information out in the marketplace. Of course, we use social media. We have the online directories. We have our community newsletters, community papers, and as well as basically the old-fashioned way, which I love to say, brochures, flyers, and whatever we can do to put something out there and put something into people's hands. I've been sharing this on a regular, consistent basis because I still think that this is one of the most effective ways to build a network. More also importantly is that we're doing relationship building, relationship marketing, to build relationships with the people in the community, as well as understanding what's relevant today and utilizing the win formula, what's important now. And if we stay focused here, ladies and gentlemen, we can really obtain the level we want to without having to do a whole lot of legwork ourselves. You can't do it all by yourself. You're not an island. You're going to need supporters and people to back you on reference to what they believe in and that they also share in what you're talking about and as well as what you're doing. And that's what it's all about, sharing, revenue sharing, which is another key factor that we're doing right now today on the internet that's very powerful and impactful in reference to helping people. Crowdfunding is another piece that we're going to be putting together for SES Films to basically help all the projects that they got going on throughout the year 2015 and moving beyond. So what I'm sharing with you, ladies and gentlemen, is this. We have to put together some series of networks in order for us to get the obtain of the levels that we want to reach, but we have to all do it together. Together, everyone achieves more. That's what team is all about. And so we want to build a successful team of people to really participate who also believe in what we believe in and who are walking the same walk that we're doing today. And so with that being said, I'm going to bring on our special guest, Dr. Calvinia Williams. I really love this sister here. She has really been a blessing in her nonprofit organization in North Las Vegas, Nevada, as she was sharing with me about her journey in reference to the book that she's written, Loving God While Living with Lupus, as well as her organization as a whole. But not only does she help and assist women and men who are suffering with lupus, but she also is an everyday, heartful person who wants to help any and everybody, no matter what ailments or whatever they're going through in the community. So she is really the backbone of what's going on down there in North Las Vegas. And I wanted to bring her on today to really kind of shed some light to building up your organization as a nonprofit, how we are reaching and helping and assisting others in the community, and why it's important to be the one standing out there with the flag waving reference to getting help and assistance to those who are in need. So with that further said, I'm going to bring her on right now.
Hello.
Hello, Dr. Williams. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Got a cold, though, so I'm doing okay.
Okay. Well, I know with all this change of the weather, it will be something on the level where everybody is trying to get over or have gone through something like that. But I wanted to just thank you for tuning in to being a guest on our show today on GTE Professional Network Radio. And I know how important it is as a nonprofit organization, as an author of this book, your passion for helping others as you help yourself. So I just want everybody to hear about your story, your journey, in reference to, one, your book that you've written, and then just basically this year, 2015, what is your goal as a nonprofit organization in North Las Vegas, Nevada, for this year, 2015?
Okay. Well, first of all, the book was written under divine intervention. So when I go to book signings, people ask me, well, what's on page 15? Could you explain to me you know, what that, what you meant by that, what you meant by this verse and that. And when you write under divine intervention at 2 and 3 o'clock in the morning, the only one that knows about that is the Holy Spirit and God. And so only way I can tell them is that, you know, whatever message you got out of it, that's what it was meant for you to get out of it. I actually was diagnosed in 2001, and I had lost my vision. And in doing so, my vision was impaired for about 3 months. So the physicians had said, you know, as far as we're concerned right now, we'll work with her, but it looks like it's a permanent fix. She's not going to be able to regain her vision. But through the grace of God, Almighty Father, my eyesight came back in 3 months. But doing within that 3 months was a very difficult time for me, and I want people to know that. It was a time of trials, tribulation. It was walking through the valley, not knowing what I was going to do, coming from an executive position to now to here I am not having enough money to take care of a little child. And my dad at that time when he was living, because he passed 3 years ago, but way back, you know, in 2001, how am I going to deal with that? My mom died in 97. So how am I going to deal with him, this 70-year-old man and, you know, this little child? What am I going to do as a single parent? But through the grace of God, he walked me through it. The disease is a very difficult disease, and with any diseases, you have to take ownership of it, and you have to be a part of it, and you have to want to find out everything you can about it to make a difference in your life and others' lives. Once you find out who you are and what you are, then you can go out and reach out to other people. From that aspect, when we moved here to Las Vegas, I'm kind of speeding this along because we only have a certain amount of time. I decided to do, you know, it was brought upon me again by the Holy Spirit, you know, there needs to be a lupus organization here. And so since there was not, there had been one in the past, but they weren't able to gather the troops. And so it was a very difficult time, but through it all, 12 years, we've come a far, we've come a long way. Now, for 2015, our goals are basically we have to look at our target audience. Who are we serving and why are we serving them and what we want to do with them so they can understand what the disease is about. So we have our support group meetings every fourth Saturday of the month at Olive Garden over there in Flamingo in Las Vegas, for those of you that are familiar with Las Vegas. And we have speakers come in from Medicaid, Medicare, from housing, from financial aspects, from Palms Mortuary. You name it, you name it, we do it. And we do it because that's our life. Our life is based around all the things that we have to care for all during the, you know, all during the day. So we bring expert speakers that will come in there and talk to us about that. So our support groups, you know, for 2015 are every fourth Saturday of the month. We're getting ready to have a major speaker, which is going to be wonderful. He's an international scientist that is renowned in the world of lupus. He's from France, and he's living here with his wife now. He's resided back at home, and he has committed, which is a major, major blessing for us, to be our keynote for May 10th. Which will be May 9th because it's World Lupus Day. And that's very important because over 5 million people around the world are suffering from this debilitating disease. So, therefore, it's important to know exactly what it is, where do you go from there, what are the clinical studies. He's going to shed light on things that he's been doing for the last 20 years that's going to help all of us and give us additional information in this fight against this disease. So that's one of the things we're doing, which is a big thing. That's our big function there. And we have our Christmas gatherings. We have our Thanksgiving gatherings. We have health fairs that we go to that we're involved with out there in the community. Every Friday I do feeding at one of the churches, you know, helping, you know, distribute food to folks that need food. And I just do what I can do to make a difference in the lives of everyone. I don't do it for recognition. I don't do it for awards. You know, I do it because I want to do it, because it fulfills me as a person here on earth. And as I ask God, whatever you want me to do, let me know. Tell me what you want me to do. And with Lupus of Nevada, I'm led in those areas from our support group meetings for 2015, from the major event that's happening around you know, around May, World Lupus Day, from the health fairs that we have, from we may have to do a phone a bank where we're calling our folks, which we do every month. How you doing? What's going on? We have a meeting. Or they'll call us during the month and say, I've got a problem. Can you help me with it? Can you come down with me to the doctor's office, the physician's office, and can you just sit with me because I'm afraid to talk to my physician because I don't know how to advocate for myself. So can you come in and at least help me? You know, so these are the things that we do.
Mm-hmm. Wow. That is impactful, Dr. Williams. And I am really excited that you and I have co-opted. Guys, you can check out her website, and definitely you can see all the things that she's got going on there at www.lupusofnevada.org. We can donate on the website as well, guys. We're
Absolutely.
Looking for donations for her. And assisting her in reference to what she just shared with you, ladies and gentlemen, this is just one individual, but I'm just giving you how impactful one person can do that. And everybody said it takes a village to raise a child, but really, if one person is in the community really doing their due, guess how many other people are going to connect in with her and doing the same very thing. And this is what we want to share with everybody, as well as teaching them that you can be out there to share and do the things that's necessary. I work with a lot of nonprofit organizations, not only just designing and building websites and marketing for them, but I'm also helping them on reaching levels through the radio show that I have, and also helping them with generating revenue as far as that is concerned, because I think if everybody understands and that can be related to certain causes out here and that's in our communities, we can begin to bridge gaps and help others to get the assistance that they need right now. And that's what I'm talking about today. And Dr. Williams, that is great. And your book is so impactful, like you said. I was looking at it and looking at all of the inserts off of Amazon.com, so they do share with us. Could look inside and kind of see some of the pages, some of the writings that you've done. And as I was going through it, I said, wow, this is really a good book, just reading a few pages that I was able to read on there. But from that point on, I mean, what else do you think is really a need right now as what we need for small nonprofit organizations this year, 2015?
Well, what we need is dollars. The bottom line is finances. We can't run these organizations with no money. It's been years when, we have to build programs. Once you build your program up, you're going to need the finances behind it. We're not asking for folks to get in there and make $100,000 or $200,000 salary, whatever. We have volunteers. We're volunteer-driven. But we need the finances to help people with their medications, you know, to give them waivers where they come in and say, hey, I need this, you know, pay the light bill, pay the gas bill. I mean, things like that. You know, I mean, my organization, that's what we do. That's what we have. Excuse me, that's what we have done. Other organizations that are involved with a variety of things, like the movie that's going out that you're working on now, the cancer project. Joy Comes in the Morning, I think. Is that what it is? Joy Comes in the Morning?
Yes, Comes in the Morning,
and they need, that is a mighty undertaking that she's doing and that you're doing in terms of this. And finances need to be given for that, you know, so people can understand what it is and people can understand other people's journey. That's a story that's taken place between a mother and a daughter, if I'm correct. And that's very important because it shows the essence of unity. It shows how that love emerged and how strong it is and how that bond is there dealing with a deadly disease as cancer. It's very important. And the reason why I'm so adamant with this, my dad passed away with cancer, you know, with the asbestos thing. With lupus, I'll just say it and people may not want to hear it, but a lot of our individuals, lupus is highly linked to cancer. You know, it goes into a cancer stage, you know, within our blood.
Right.
And so there's a major link there with us, you know. Wow. So, you know, it's very important that the funding is received for this documentary, you know, for this movie, I should say, and for the process to keep going on. Just because you make the movie doesn't mean that it ends there. I want the audience to know that they're going to continue to need financial backing to help them in getting the message out about this disease and how devastating it is and how you can help as an individual. Giving $1 is nothing. You spend $1, you know, what is it, buying a piece of candy. $1. $1
right.
is not going to hurt you to give to something of this nature.
That's true. That's true, Dr. Williams, and I agree. And that's why we came out with the $1 project for promoting and assisting the docudrama by SAS Films, Joy Comes in the Morning, based off the book by author Rebecca M. Shepherd and Jessie M. Lockett, her mom, and, you know, about breast cancer awareness and how it's hit everybody and why we need to participate in such a film and as well as such a book that's been written, which is inspirational, just like your book, Loving God While Living with Lupus, is very inspirational in your journey. And you wanted to share something to give people hope that don't have hope, so that way they can basically say, okay, if she can do it, I can do it too. And so that's one of the purposes and reasons why we have this platform, and to give everybody a voice, Dr. Williams, that who don't have a voice, to basically share what they are about and what's going on with them. And so this is one of the things that I love about media today, and especially with internet today, is that we have these platforms, YouTube, we can do videos, we can do radio shows, we can do a lot of different things in our communities that we can draw attraction to on social media, utilizing the directories. There's so many things that I'm teaching and training small businesses, churches, and nonprofit organizations to do on a regular, consistent basis. So with that, that gives us an opportunity to really get the generation of revenues done, just like you said, what's needed. Because you're right, everybody, we need this. We need it right now. And, guys, you can just go to the website and donate the $1 on scsfilms.com. You can also do it on Rebecca M. Shepherd's website at www.rebeccamshepherd.com, and as well as Lupus of Nevada here in North Las Vegas, Nevada, at www.lupusofnevada.org. Now, I showed you where all three sites. Now, these are internet-based things that we can do online. It don't take a whole lot of time to do it, and it don't take a whole lot to get everything involved. So I want to get everybody to understand how we can do this by connecting and coming together. And, again, part of the proceeds, guys, is going to be going to helping and assist our nonprofit organizations in our community, as well as with everybody who are suffering from these autoimmune diseases and causes that's out there today that really need the help. So I want to thank you, Dr. Williams, for sharing that piece with us. And as far as that is concerned, now, this year, this month, actually January, what other events or things that you guys have going on down there in North Las Vegas?
Well, as everyone knows, Monday's Martin Luther King's birthday was yesterday, but we're having a parade, which is having a Martin Luther King parade, which is going to take place downtown. And so we're not going to be a part of that, but we'll be there, you know, as spectators, you know. But there are some wonderful people that have put that together, and that has been together for the longest. So that's the big thing. But I'm going to go down there and hand out brochures, take that opportunity and hand out our brochures and talk to people, because there's going to be a lot of people there that, you know, are going to be in conversation watching that parade and wanting handouts of lupus. And that's how we get a lot of our individuals as well. So that's one of the things. And then there's a lot of other things going on that week of Martin Luther King. You know, I guess they'll have plays and things like that. But then you have Black History Month. And Black History Month, you know, as I look at it, in the Bay Area, it was very important for us. You know, it's not that much going on with Black History Month here in Las Vegas. But in the Bay Area, it was just profound. I'm urging everyone, though, while I'm on your show, to take their kids, take their family members, push the schools to take those children to see Selma. It's very important because that's history right there.
Yes.
Our kids don't know anything about Selma. They don't know anything about Martin Luther King. You ask them who Martin Luther King was, they say, who is he? You need to take them to Selma. It's a very, very good movie, and I suggest that everyone takes it. And when it comes out, everyone should be buying it. The school should buy it, and they should play it as much as they can for those kids. They even should have a course in related to the civil rights movement, because this is a very, very moving movie. And so that's one of the things that I wanted to get out there. But going on, those are the things that's happening there. And then, like I said, we're gearing up towards our World Day Lupus. But as we go on, we still have our support group meetings every fourth Saturday of the month. We have health fairs going on, which I think is just that's as important as anything, but that gets out the information to make sure that people understand what the disease is. And I do doctor visits, and the doctor visits are very good because I'll drop out pamphlets to them, and, you know, if I get an opportunity to talk to whoever's there, talk to them. And wherever I'm at, I'm talking to people and I'm meeting people that have the disease or have family members, and I'm able to give information out. So thank you for having me on your air.
Oh, you're welcome, Dr. Williams. Anytime, and like I said, we're going to be doing this up until the actual Lupus Awareness Month for May, and we want to make sure, guys, our goal is to generate at least $50,000. That's our goal for Lupus of Nevada's organization, and we want to definitely help have everybody to participate. It's just a small feat in reference to really the greater need in the communities. And, you know, the population is growing and it fluctuates. And true enough, we're talking about helping small nonprofit organizations throughout the country now, not just in my city here in Houston and even back in Chicago, where I'm originally from, in Illinois. I was thinking about the organizations up there. And now, you know, and we got Akron, Ohio, with Rebecca M. Shepherd, that wrote the author of the book, Joy Comes in the Morning. So when we have all these different organizations, ladies and gentlemen, this is giving us an opportunity to really help streamline these needs and help everybody get the assistance that's needed nationwide. This is a nationwide thing, a global thing as well. And I was looking at organizations around the globe, Dr. Williams, in Africa, Canada, the UK, China, France, everybody suffering from these other diseases that's known here in the U.S. It's not just in the U.S. And true enough, if we understand history, you know, especially Black history, I don't celebrate Black History Month just on February, but I do it 365 days out of the year. And so I do it because I know how important it is to understand who you are, where you come from, and as far as what did your family history do, what did they teach you, what were they doing during those eras? And I learned a lot from my own family's history, my great-grandmother, my great-grandfather, and the levels that they come, and they are from Mississippi. And so I understand from Mississippi what was going on during those times in learning and educating each other. But not only that, what is your gift, what are your talents, and what is it that you want to do while you're here? And what impacts are you making today? These are the things that I want to share with everybody that we must start thinking about more and more every single day. Yes, bills are here. Yes, we have to do these normal day-to-day operations and duties. But beyond that, we want to make sure we're doing what is we called to do and utilizing our gifts and talents for the betterment of mankind. That is the whole goal of the 100 Black Men here in Houston, as well as with the NAACP and other organizations that I love that I participate with, especially with Habitat for Humana, a beautiful organization that definitely helps people who don't have a home to help get strangers and people who don't know each other from walks all walks of life to come together to build a house for others. Now, these causes is really out here, ladies and gentlemen, for us to learn. These is for our learning. This is for our education. These also to help our children to be more responsible in gaining information and assisting them. So with what you're saying, Dr. Williams, I'm in total 100% agreement, and I'm thankful for the opportunity that we and I are co-opting together to help spread the word throughout this country in reference to what it is we need to be doing. And so, Dr. Williams, one last thing. With your website, we're going to be posting all of the updates, events for the causes, the food banks, all of the different things that's needed in your area.
Thank you. Thank you. And, I appreciate that. We definitely need that.
Oh, no problem. And like I said, guys, this is why we are here at GTE Professional Network Radio. The purpose of it is to assist and help churches, nonprofit organizations, as well as small businesses to build and grow their network in the area where they do. So I'm really thankful for that and for everybody for tuning in to this edition of GTE Professional Network Radio. Guys, again, tune in next week. We're going to have another special guest, well, I tell you, from SES Films. Ms. Renita Thomas will be on to talk about the film, the production of docudramas that they're putting together here locally in Houston, Texas, along with Mr. Cedric Stokes and Mr. Jay Johnson out of Las Vegas. Now, Jay Johnson is in Las Vegas, but he's a great guy, comedian. So you're going to be hearing a lot from these guys that I'm going to be bringing on board until we get the movie going. So with that, guys, this is the end of our show. Until next week, it's been a plum-pleasing pleasure, well, a privilege. That's from my brother, Les Brown. And we will see you guys again next week. Tune in, and you'll be hearing some more good information from GTE Professional Network Radio. And thank you all for tuning in, and keep building the dream.